Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the No Ninja podcast with your humble host, Ike Kelechi Udunsi Kalu Jr., alias Honorable. I believe that you've been enjoying the previous episodes as it drops on my podcast, on No Ninja podcast. I also believe that you've been having a good time listening to it. I also believe that you also enjoyed the interesting facts about Nigeria, and also the last episode, which also talks about marriages in Nigeria. Just like I mentioned earlier in the last episode, that I will be talking about a tribe in Nigeria. I said I may be possibly speaking on the Igbos, and today I will be talking about the Igbos. Today we'll talk about the Igbo people language, their culture, their tribe, about their religion, about their women, and also about their food, and then about their mask or masquerade. So feel relaxed and sit tight as I drive you through the Igbo people. And also, please don't forget to follow me on my social media platforms. My social media handle is Noble for you to see. Noble, the digit 4, the letter U, the digit 2, and the letter C. Noble for you to see. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Please, as you follow me, also indicate that you also listen to my podcast. I've been also been expecting a comment from my wonderful listeners around the world. If you also have an idea on what we should speak on, or on what I should speak on regarding Nigeria in my coming episode, also please drop it. You can also share your thoughts and as well ways that I can improve. I promise you would improve as we continue to grow in this podcast. I'm just a novice, and then I believe would grow. Now, the Igbo people, which is where I'm from, I am from that particular tribe in Nigeria. Just like we all know that Nigeria is in Africa, Nigeria is precisely in the western part of Africa. The Igbo is a language spoken by the Igbo people of the Igbo ethnic group. The Igbo, which is one of the major three ethnic groups in Nigeria. This group is indigenous to the southeastern part of Nigeria, mostly on the eastern side of the Niger River, or you can call it River Niger, a region considered to be one of the most densely populated regions in the whole of Africa. The Igbo people are not just found in Nigeria alone, they are also found in some part of Africa as a tribe as well, because of the love migrating a lot. The Igbo people, natively called Ndigbo, and also spelled as Igbo, that which is I-B-O, Igbo, or it's also spelled as E-B-O-E, Igbo, E-B-O-E, Igbo. This ethnic group are the third largest ethnic group in Nigeria, The tribe comes after the second place, the Yoruba Ignit group. If you remember the time we talked about the twins birth in Nigeria, the Yorubas are also known for that. And the leading Fulani Hausa ethnic group from the northern part of the country. The Hausa is the leading ethnic group when it comes to population in Nigeria. The exact population of the Igbo people is not fully known, but the CIA World Factbook, however, estimates that there are about 32 million. This forms less than 20% of the total Nigeria population. The Hausa Fulani account for about 29%, while the Yoruba forms about 21% of the entire population of Nigeria. Igbo people are native to 5 main states in Nigeria. They are Abia, Anambra, Ebonyi, Enugu, which is also an unofficial capital of the Igbo, and lastly, Imo State. These are the 5 Igbo native states in Nigeria, the main states in Nigeria. The Igbos, however, claims that their territory extends to present-day Delta State, to the west, and Cross River, Akwa Ibom, and River State to the south. This is backed up by the presence of native Igbo speakers in these states. Prominent cities and towns where the Igbos reside include Owerri, Aba, Abakeleke, Onitsha, Afikpo, Asaba, Olu, Agbo, Umuahia, Okigwe, Nsukka, and Port Harcourt. If you heard, I mentioned Aba. Aba is an industrial city in Nigeria, which is dubbed the Nigerian China, where there are so much production going on. I think the state government is also trying to construct a city called the Enyimba Economic City, which would also be situated in Aba, which would also be attracting investors to invest more in the city. The Igbo people will also be found in cities outside Igbo land, such as Lagos and Abuja. For many centuries, the Igbo people have always lived in peace with their neighboring communities that consist of these following ethnic groups: Ibibio, Nube, Ijo, Idoma, Igala, and the Ikoyi ethnic groups. Igbo people are mostly traders, farmers, and craftsmen, with agriculture being the most dominant activity. The main crops farmed in the region constitute yam, cassava, taro, and fruits of the palm tree. The yam is the main staple food, which is also exported to neighboring regions. There is also an annual celebration that is held to mark the harvesting of yam, which is called the Yam Festival. Over time, people have been turning to cultivating the fruit of the palm due to its palm oil. The palm crop is the leading cash crop in the region, owing to the large quantities of palm oil that are exported outside Nigeria. The main language spoken by the Igbo people is the Igbo language, natively called Asoso Igbo. Asoso is an Igbo translation to language. The language has approximately 24 million speakers who are primarily of Igbo descent and live mostly in Nigeria, but can also be found in other countries such as Equatorial Guinea, where it is recognized as a minority language. There have been discussions in recent times in regards to the possible extinction of the Igbo language in about 50 years. This is thanks to the preference for the use of English, which is perceived as the language of status, an opportunity by native Igbo speakers. That has in turn led to a declining population of the monolingual Igbo speakers. The deterioration of these idioms, proverbs, and other rhetorical elements of the Igbo language. In the Igbo language, in the Igbo land, the main religion is Christianity, with more than half of the population identifying as the Roman Catholics. A huge percentage in recent times has also begun to identify with Protestants and Evangelical. Other religions practiced in the region include traditional religion referred to as Ordinary, Islam, and Judaism. The Igbo people are very religious. They always observe the religious rites as well as traditional rituals of passage in different stages of their lives. This will happen during childbirth, marriage, initiation, as well as burials. However, Western-based religions are gradually taking over as the preferred religious instead of traditional practice. Igbo culture includes various customs, practices, and traditions that comprise of archaic practices as well as new concepts. These customs and traditions include the people, visual arts, use of language, music, and dance forms, as well as their attire, cuisine, and language dialect. Because of their various subgroups, the variety of their culture is heightened further. A notable cultural practice by the Igbo people is the New Yam Festival, which is held annually at the end of the rainy season in early August. Yam is an important crop for the Igbo people, and it is also the first to be harvested. The festival is held to welcome the new yams while the old ones are all eaten up or discarded the night before. Another notable part of the Igbo culture is the masquerade, natively called mangu. It is a major form of entertainment in the region, used to celebrate mainly the harvest seasons, but could also be used during other times. Other functions could include protection, enforcing village curfews, and serving as village security guards. Members of a masquerade are usually not known. They wear masks to hide their identity from the rest of the village. The mask is made to resemble the spirit of a dead community member, and it is thought that by wearing the mask, a masquerade will have spiritual powers that are conducted through the mask. I hope that what I've just shared with you really has also shared some light to you about the Igbo tribe, which is a tribe where I come from. I would also want you to share this podcast with your friends who are there with you, family members, associates. If you also have something you want me to talk about the Igbos, you also let me know. which I did not mention in this podcast. Please don't forget to follow me on my social media handle, on Facebook, on Twitter, and also on Instagram. My social media handle is at Noble for you to see. At Noble for you to see. Lastly, Igbo as an ethnic identity developed comparatively recently in the context of the colonization and the Nigerian Civil War. The various Igbo speaking communities were historically fragmented and decentralized. In the opinion of Chinua Achebe is a novel piece writer. I don't know if you've heard of Things Fall Apart. Things Fall Apart was written by Chinua Achebe. Igbo identity should be placed somewhere between a tribe and a nation. Since the defeat of the Republic of the Biafra, the Igbo are sometimes classified as a stateless nation. Said to be the most dispersed ethnic community in Nigeria. This migration started in the early days of the slave trade and continues to be felt to this day. Well-known and famous African-American figures have laid claim as being Igbo. This has been based on DNA profiling. Notable people include the world-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes, as well as famous actors who include Paul Robeson, Forest Whitaker, and Blair Underwood. When it comes to Igbo women, they often wear dyed wraps out of woven fabrics with head ties. Women wear wraps and head ties during both formal gatherings and in everyday life. It is common for a woman in the Igbo culture to add various pieces of clothes to her attire in order to represent her spouse and the number of children she has. Igbo girls, a set of Nigerian girls from the southeastern parts of the country, are one of the most beautiful and intelligent women in the world. Some of the notable people of Igbo origin we have Sifrin Michael Iwene Tansi, saint of the Catholic Church; Chinua Achebe, novelist, poet, and professor; Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, novelist, short story writer, and feminist; Francis Arenze, Cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church; Nwankwo Kanu, soccer player, African Best Player of the Year in 1996 and in 1999; Oluda Equiano, explorer, writer, merchandise. We also have Ken Olisa, Lord Lieutenant of Greater London. We also have the music duo of P Square, recording artists, performers, and dancers. We also have Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. She's an economist, member of Twitter board, nominee president of World Bank. We also have Tony Iwobi. Tony Iwobi is a member of the Italian Senate from 2018 till present. We also have Chinwetele Ejiofo. He is a film and television actor. We have the legend himself, Austin JJ Okocha. He is a soccer legend. Thank you so much for staying with me as I took you through the people of the Igbo. In my next episode, I would also talk about another tribe, possibly the Hausa. Oh,